For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. As of 2016, Michigan had the second highest number of Syrian refugees in the country. That's according to the Pew Research Center. Many of those refugees are not yet fluent in English. This makes everyday things like going to the doctor that much more difficult. So, people working with refugee families are trying to close the language gap. Starting this month, the Kalamazoo Public Library is holding Arabic language classes.
Today we will be over like la 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 la. We are learning more adjectives. Oh. So let's see how the family will react when you start to say things like, I'm exhausted.
It's the first time the library has offered the class, and it's already full. 25 people have registered for the six-week course, and there's another 25 on a waiting list. Diana Rankinen is a retail manager in Portage.
I now have neighbors who speak the Arabic language and customers where I work, and I think it would be great to be able to converse with them and find out what they need and to be a more welcoming presence.
Hardy Fuchs taught German language and literature at Kalamazoo College, but today he's a student.
Arabic is now part of the Indo-European language family. And I was curious how they do it.
Most attendees are helping Syrian refugee families, like Evan Hughes.
I speak Arabic, which is, I speak a little Arabic.
Hughes picked up some Arabic his junior year of college while studying abroad in Beirut, Lebanon. But that was a long time ago, he says.
I'm trying to remember what I think I remember.
Now Hughes and his wife, Kathy, are part of a volunteer team that helps four kids in a Syrian family. Here's Kathy.
One volunteer may do paperwork, one may drive for doctor's visits. You know, we work with the children, somebody else may do something else. So it takes more than one family to help another.
Librarian Angela Fortin says volunteers can help at a time when refugee resettlement agencies are strained.
Because the number of refugees admitted to the United States has been drastically cut, the resettlement agency budgets for refugee assistance has also been cut, and so they're working with a lot less money and also fewer staff, which is a major problem.
According to an article by Voice of America, more than 300 people who work with refugees were laid off last year.
I would like to start be Anna. Inta. Inti.
Western Michigan University Arabic instructor Hend Higab is teaching the class at the library's Ashtamo branch. Higab says Syrian adults may get 2 or 3 weeks of English classes after they move here, but that's not enough to become
and
fluent.
And also, we can't ignore the pressure and the stress they are under, which is affect their learning abilities.
Mary Knowles is the lead assistant at the Ashtamo branch. She's learning Arabic along with the other students.
I can't read Arabic. I'm trying to learn the alphabet now, but if you don't know it, it's really a difficult language.
The script is also written from right to left, which for English speakers is like reading backwards. Higab says even teaching volunteers gestures can be a big help.
Because in the Arab culture, gestures, it's a big deal. We gesture a lot, so...
Big hand talkers?
Yes, we are. It's a Mediterranean thing. In Arabic, we don't have verb to be. There is no am. So stop looking. You will never, ever find. Never. So actually, the way we say this in Arabic, بقول, I hint. I tired. I busy. Even basic words can make the person in front of you feel comfortable and secure that you can understand. And that will be a good impact on everybody. مبسوطين انا كمان مبسوطه الحمد لله مرحبا
Angela Fortin says the library staff was surprised by the overwhelming interest in learning Arabic and hopes to offer another class this summer. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.